Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, one more sleep away, one more quiet weather day until the winter blast arrives.
I don't think this storm's going to be bad, but you have to be prepared.
Yep, so stock up today. Prep your home. Make sure you get a way to listen to KRLD during the winter storm. We're going to be your source for everything to know about staying safe.
Yes, so on your radio, on the Odyssey app, and your smart speaker, we're there for you in multiple ways. And leading off our team coverage this morning is Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff with the latest up-to-date forecast. Dan.
Appreciate it, John. Yeah, so far we have had something new happen while you've been sleeping. We have a winter storm warning that's been put out by the National Weather Service here in Fort Worth. It starts at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and runs until noon on Friday. It's for Dallas and Fort Worth and points north. It does include McKinney, Denton, Decatur, Gainesville, and Sherman, Denison area, Rockwall, all the way up Interstate 30 into central Arkansas for the potential of accumulating, well, a wintry mix that will start to come in tomorrow morning and be off and on through tomorrow evening, and most likely transitioning to all snow across much of North Texas as we work our way into the overnight into Friday morning.
Thank you so much, Dan. Meanwhile, the folks who run the roads in North Texas are doing everything they can to keep us safe.
It's what everyone wants to know. What will the winter weather bring?
We have been closely monitoring the forecast, as have most Texans right now, because it is that first real bite of winter that we're seeing here in the area.
TxDOT says they're ready for whatever comes. Their crews spent the past few days spraying brine. You can see the stripes on all the major roads. The salt and water mixture helps prevent ice from forming.
Now that is going to help us get a little bit of advantage over the ice once it starts happening. But we do want to remind drivers that it's not a cure-all.
Road crews at this TxDOT facility in Cedar Hill are wrapping up their pretreatment operations. And then, like the rest of us, they're in a wait-and-see approach on what happens with the forecast.
That's NBC5's Katie Blakey. Well, Encore is preparing for the winter weather as well this week. Grant Cruz with Encore says they've learned a lot from previous winter storms, and it's changed the way they deal with some problems.
We prepare a little bit differently than we have in years past. Drone technology has definitely helped us put eyes on equipment that's higher up where we don't have to put a lineman up in the air every time. We also do a lot of field work with helicopters.
He says their system's good at detecting power outages, but they always encourage people to report any outages through their app, through their website, or their phone number. By the way, Governor Greg Abbott will speak today about efforts statewide to keep Texans prepared and safe ahead of the winter weather. He's going to be speaking in Austin at 10:30 and will be joined by reps from TxDOT and ERCOT and other emergency management personnel. We're going to carry Governor Abbott's news conference live here on KRLD. Again, that's at 10:30 this morning, so be sure to listen on air on the Odyssey app or on your smart speaker to stay in the know with the latest information. More of our North Texas school districts will resume class after the holiday break today. That includes Grapevine, Colleyville, Carroll ISD, Mansfield, Arlington, Louisville, and several other districts will decide at some point today on whether to delay or cancel classes tomorrow. David Bates, Dallas ISD's chief of operations, says they coordinate with the city and other officials to make that call.
We have communications with the National Weather Service. We sit on a call with them. We take that information with our Office of Emergency Management, our police department.
Should there be school delays and cancellations, I should say. You can find a running list on our website at krld.com. Oh, there's an emergency shelter open in Plano for people who need a place that's warm, but they're running low on supplies.
The Plano overnight warming station will be active through the duration of this winter blast, and organizers expect to provide shelter for more than 100 people each night. But they say they need some help to provide those people with the things they need to stay safe. Their coat closet is running low. They're asking for donations of coats, plus new socks and underwear, along with sweatshirts, hoodies, winter hats, and gloves. They're accepting those at Plano's First Presbyterian Church on Jupiter Road, plus the Hope Restored Missions on Avenue K, and St. Mark the Evangelist Catholic Church on Alma Drive. They say donations should be placed in bags labeled for PALS. That's the Plano Overnight Warming Station. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Yes, traffic is bad in DFW, but yes, it could be a whole lot worse. INREX, out with its annual global traffic scorecard, looks at traffic data for some 900 cities over the past 3 years to see which are the most gridlocked. The absolute worst traffic in the world right now is in Istanbul, Turkey, where people lose 105 hours per year stuck in traffic. New York is second worst, in Chicago, London, and Mexico City. Here in Texas, Houston moves into 17th place for the worst traffic of the world. It grew 25% in the last year. Dallas is 82nd worst, with 41 hours lost to traffic jams. That's up 22% in 2 years. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hi, good morning, all. We'd seen a fair amount of selling coming into this market early on, but we're back to the game where bad news is good news. We've had a spate of bad news this morning. The highest mortgage rate since July, the 30-year rate, 6.99% during the survey, and actually, as of yesterday, 7.14%. But that's really put the kibosh on a lot of activity. Purchases index down 6.6%. Refinancings fell 23% over the prior week. Also, some government comments today. The Fed governor speaking this morning indicated there might be several more cuts coming this year. They were needed, that will be needed to help stimulate the economy. Also, job gains were the slowest since July of 21. Well below expectations. That has paved the way now for a higher opening coming for the S&P average. It looks up 3. The Dow Industrials average has turned around completely. Even while we've been speaking, it's now pointed higher by 12 points. Crude is up 37 cents a barrel right now, $73.94. Gold is up $7.90, $26.73.30. And interest rates are again a little bit higher, almost to 4.7%. But most of the averages are turned around and look like they're projecting modest gains. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We have activated our KRLD Storm Center team coverage as we are getting ready for a winter storm that is going to pass through central, north central Texas here in the day ahead. We're expecting some 3 to 6 inches of snow accumulations are going to be possible, particularly Friday. 7:26 now on the KRLD Morning News.
Did you catch this? President-elect Donald Trump says he wants to rename the Gulf of Mexico.
We're going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, which has a beautiful ring that covers a lot of territory. The Gulf of America, what a beautiful name.
So at a press conference, Trump also repeated his promise to impose significant tariffs on Mexico and Canada, but get ready to throw out all of those Encyclopedia Britannicas and all of your old maps as well that you have of the Caribbean, because it's no longer applicable, evidently.
I'm just wondering, when did the Gulf of Mexico get its name?
What a great question.
Thank you. I am looking at the moment. I don't have the answer at this particular moment.
All right. Well, I'll vamp while you do. Huh. The Texas Longhorns are in the Cotton Bowl, and fans are begging one Texas senator, don't show up to AT&T Stadium this Friday.
Senator Ted Cruz has made a friendly wager with Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, who's from Ohio, on the game, the winner of which advances to the national championship. On X, the two agreed that the loser of the bet must bring the winner food and beer from their home state and deliver it in the winning team's jersey. Some Texas A&M fans are actually urging Ted Cruz to go to the game, acknowledging the Cruz curse that some sports fans believe leads to a loss for teams from Texas when the senator actually shows up to the game. Longhorn fans online are begging the senator to stay away. Cruz was an outspoken fan of the Astros the year when they were knocked out of the playoffs by the Rangers. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Of course, some saying on social media that Ted Cruz would never be in Texas during a winter storm. Yeah. He would be in Cancun, so there's no way he's going to be at AT&T Stadium.
That's what some on
Twitter are saying.
Yeah, that's funny. So I looked it up. All right, so the Gulf of Mexico got its name from a Native American city called Mexico, which existed long before European colonization. Spanish explorers arrived in the 16th century, and they used the name of that city, Mexico, to refer to the body of water, and it's been known as the Gulf of Mexico ever since.
Where was that? Where was the city?
It was in a Native American city called Mexico.
But we're not sure where it was?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Was it Mexico or Mexico, Florida? Or
yeah, it's a good question.
Alabama? I'm not sure.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.